from East London to Syria 9 years ago. Alex Lloyd say they'll keep fighting. Legal expert Alex DeSantis says they could yet appeal.
There is a possibility they can persuade the court of certain grounds of the Republican to have another attempt to get the Supreme Court to adjudicate on matters. Now, that would be a different appeal to the previous matter the Supreme Court looked at.
The boss of Ofgem says there are still big issues to tackle despite the regulator cutting its price by 12%. It means the average household will save around 20%. Child serial killer Lucy Letby will have her bid to challenge her convictions heard by the Court of Appeal in April. She was sentenced to 14 whole life orders. Guilty of the murders of 7 babies and the attempted murder of 6 others. Bomb disposal experts will try to get rid of a World War II unexploded bomb from a garden in this afternoon. The discovery for people from their homes. Joe Root's unbeaten century has put England's cricketers in a decent position at the end of the first day of the fourth test against India. The tourists recovered from 112 for 5 at lunch to close on 302 for 7 in Ranji. Opener Zach Crawley has praised Root's performance.
Wade Phillips got a good score at some point in this series. You know, he was due, the best player we've ever had, and he played phenomenally today.
In football, Premier League leaders Liverpool have been drawn to face Sparta Prague in the Europa League, while Brighton will be against Rome. And Justin Timberlake has cancelled his one-off show in London tonight due to illness. 43-year-old says he's battling some kind of bug. That's the latest from Roland.
Taken an hour's time.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, this afternoon it's going to be fairly overcast until about 3 o'clock, some time like that, when we're expecting some sunny intervals but also some showers as well. The sunny intervals will run through until sunset, but then we'll just have the showers continuing probably into the evening, then becoming overcast overnight. A high of 9 during the afternoon but a low of -1 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny morning and then showers and sunny intervals following in the afternoon, a high of 9 and 0 tomorrow night. Sunday, sunny intervals and light showers from around 12 o'clock, light rain for the rest of the day, a high of 8 and a low of 3. And looking forward into next week, I can tell you that Tuesday is looking to be the best day, but who knows whether it will all change before then.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Patrick Sherring. Music and conversation on 123. Welcoming the weekend on Phoenix 98 FM.
So good afternoon. Great to have your company with us here this afternoon here on Phoenix. Lovely as ever to follow along from Michelle with a great interview she was doing earlier on about that wonderful event that's happening, raising money for Essex Air Ambulance. Great show. It'll all be up there on the web. So my name is Patrick and this is the show that we call 123 Friday. 2 hours of good music and chat for your Friday lunchtime entertainment. And we've got a busy and packed show here for you today. I'm going to be chatting early on in the show with Ivor Moody. We'll hear a little bit from him in a minute about what he's going to be talking about. That's fascinating about some of the popular songs that you know. We'll have the birthdays quiz at about 1:45. That's three people who've had birthdays in recent times. And you can go against our regulars who always take part if you want to by emailing me radio@phoenixfm.com with how old you think the particular artists are. Dan Skeets will be coming on after 2:00 to give us a chat about the Rucksack Project, which is where a rucksack of useful items are given out to homeless people. And we'll squeeze in as well the vintage chart from this week in 1973 with three tracks. So, Ivor, what are you going to be chatting to us about?
Oh, good morning. Oh, no, it's good afternoon, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for coming. I'm going to be chatting about three of the songs that I've written about in my second book called Six More Songs, surprisingly enough. And they are Billy Joel's Piano Man, Brothers in Arms by Dire Straits, and Peter Gabriel's Salisbury Hill.
Brilliant. We look forward to that, Ivor.
For the best music and chat in town, Patrick Shearing on Phoenix FM.
And kicking us off this afternoon, this is Kygo featuring Whitney Houston from 2019, a UK number 2, and Higher Love.
There must be a higher love down in the heart or hidden in the stars above. Without it, life is a wasted time. Look inside your heart and I look inside mine. Things look so bad everywhere. Try to see, falling behind, what could be? Oh, bring me
Higher Love. And yes, it charted all around the world, including actually in Israel and China. There's so many things happening that we want you to know about.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Just to let you know that next Friday, the 1st of March, there is a comedy night happening at Billericay Town FC, the new lodge, Blunt's Row, Wall Road in Billericay. Performances from Mike McLean, James Ellis and Prakrish, hosted by Mad Addington. Showtime is 8 p.m. and tickets are £15. You can find more about that on Eventbrite, where you can find the event there. So that's a comedy night happening at Billericay Town FC next Friday, the 1st of March.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And Dave Kelly has brought out a new album. This is the title track, Sun on Your Face. And we'll quickly play this for Chris from Guildford, who won last week's competition where we were doing the birthdays quiz. He's a big fan of Dave Kelly.
But I'm growing tired of this place. Kept me from living with the sun on my face. We sit here and stop. I sing the blues. We both keep running, got nothing to lose. Old friends are watching, a crowd looking on. Something that's already gone. We never notice time slip away. With it, what we had way back in the day. When you wore white satin and your grandmother's lace. Oh, we had a living with sun.
Dave Kelly with Sun on Your Face.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
I'm John Charman, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Raw. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM.
That's a great sports show. And of course, you can find all the information about all of our programmes on our website and also in the Brentwood Gazette, where there is always a feature item about the station. At 17 minutes after one here on Friday lunchtime, I'm delighted that we're going to be chatting with Ivor. So good afternoon again, Ivor. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Patrick, for having me.
And what's the book that you've written?
Well, it's the second one, called Six More Songs. And just to explain to your listeners very briefly, what I've tried to do in both books is to take ordinary secular pop songs, but iconic ones at that, and see how we might look at them and reuse them and reinterpret them to help us understand a bit more clearly the Christian faith. So it's to take these, you know, very unlikely resources and turn them into very likely lenses and to help us reflect, you know, anew on and to focus anew on what we're doing as Christians here.
Yes, well, of course, you talked about three songs when you came in September, and we've got the three more, as you say. So the first one that we've got here today is Billy Joel, A Piano Man. So what can you see within that?
Yeah, I mean, there's loads of reasons why I chose the song. I mean, I chose all the songs because anything else I could say about them, they're all very personal to me. I've loved them throughout my life and played them throughout my life. But this particular one I love because of the characters that Billy Joel sings about, you know, in this downtown bar. It was a downtown bar in Los Angeles. And Billy Joel found himself there because he just had this mega row with his recording company. He was being chased for all sorts of illegality and royalties and all the rest of it. And basically, he got this job. So it's an autobiographical song in a sense. And the song sings about characters that he would have known and recognised in the bar. You know, a young man called Davey, who was in the Navy, and then Billy Joel tells us quite tellingly, you know, he'll be in the Navy for all his life. The barman who keeps saying to Billy Joel, "Get out of here! I know I could be a movie star," you know. And the character I think I love the most is a little old man who's sitting at the bar. You know, Billy Joel says in the song, making love to his tonic and gin. You know, and he's sitting there, I'm convinced, with tears in his eyes, just thinking about younger, happier days. You know, so they're really live characters. And what I try and do in a chapter is see how Billy Joel's reaction and interaction with them in terms of the music can tell us something about our lives. You know?
And what sort of things it can tell us?
Well, one of the things about Billy Joel that I think we missed this in the song, actually, is that at the end of a song, people come up to the piano, you know, and they put money in a jar, obviously, you know, tips, and then there's a fantastic line where Joel says, you know, they all look at Billy and they say, you know, man, you know, what are you doing here? You know, as if to say, your talent is far beyond this little downtown bar in Los Angeles. You know, and then you realise that Billy Joel is like a kind of a wounded healer. You know, and then that's a phrase we often use about you know, the wounded healer, the man who suffers but also heals. And you realise that Billy Joel is like the characters that he's singing. At that particular time in his life, he's really down on his luck. He's playing the piano to survive, you know. So it's a very telling song, I think.
It is. It's a great song. And obviously liked by many people because it's had over 800 hits, 800 million hits, I should say,
yeah,
on Spotify, which is phenomenal. Let's listen to it.
Shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. He says, son, can you play me a memory? I'm not really sure. Bar is a friend of mine. He gets me my drinks for free. And he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke. But there's some place that he'd rather be. And the waitress is practicing politics as the businessmen slowly get stoned. Yes, they're sharing a drink they call loneliness, but it's Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while.
the wonderful Billy Joel and Piano Man. So 25 past one here on Friday lunchtime, time that we'll be doing a travel update.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So we'll let you know what's happening locally here on the roads. Central Billericay is pretty fine this afternoon. Nothing really to worry about there. A little bit of traffic down by Shenfield Station. The centre of Brentwood are quite busy, of course, around Wilson's Corner. And particularly coming from the Ingrave direction as well this afternoon. The motorway, all good. No real problems on the M25 or the M11 to date. The big problem here is on the A1. 127. There's been a crash just down by the motorway junction there, and that's causing a bit of a tailback of folks coming down towards that particular area. A12, as I said, no real problems at all. Even up by Hoe Green, there's just a little bit building up there. Centre of Chelmsford itself, around the Army and Navy, around Van Diemen's Road, as a bit of a hold up there as ever. But beyond that, nothing too bad at all. If anything major comes in, I shall let you know. And, of course, we'll have another fuller travel update in an hour's time. So I'm chatting here with Ivor Moody about his book, Six More Songs, and three of the songs within it. Dire Straits, Brothers in Arms. It's quite a poignant song. Ivor, why have you chosen this one?
Well, number of reasons, Patrick. I mean, I guess really there's a personal element to this in that, as I say in the chapter in the book, you know, my dad went right through the war. He saw some pretty awful things, would never talk about it. And I begin the chapter by saying that, you know, as a young boy, I remember watching him in our lounge at Hove in Brighton, and he used to watch the Albert Hall memorials. And he would never wear his medals. He was never a proud man. He would never go. He was never into all that. But he just watched this. We all had to watch it. You know, it was a family institution. And I just remember every year, you know, tears in his eyes. And I looked at him even as a boy, and I thought, you know, I'd love to know what's behind all that. But he would never tell me. He would never talk about it. So, you know, in a sense, writing about a song that's about war and peace was quite cathartic for me as well. But I love the song because, again, a bit like Billy Joel, you know, there's a line in it that people sometimes miss that I think summarises the song. And that is, you know, Mark Knopfler and the band sing about we're fools to make war on our brothers in arms. You know, and it's significant that he calls the so-called enemy brothers in arms. You know, and the song is a reminder that everybody is someone's daughter, someone's son. You know, and it's just the fact that you end up on different sides that's the tragedy. And I always remember an interview with one of the band members who said that when they did their live broadcasts with the song, you know, their live shows, they would always end the gig, or usually end the gig, with this song. Which is surprising, because normally with a gig you end with a real barnstormer.
Right.
And get people on their feet. But he always said that they ended with this song to remind people that they'd come from, you know, north, south, east and west, sometimes vast distances, to see their icons. But this was a reminder that wherever they came from and whoever they were all brothers and sisters. You know, so it's a very powerful song. We'll be right back.
covered mountains are all now for me. When the rain destruction, baptisms of fire. I've witnessed your suffering as the battle reached high, and in the fear and the alarm, you did not desert me, my brothers and I.
Dire Straits and Brothers in Arms. And so, Ivor, of course, you've been involved in lots of commemorations on the 11th of November or that weekend. And you think this speaks to this, really?
Yeah, I really do, Patrick, because the whole point of the book is trying to find, you know, new ways to express the Christian faith. And for a lot of people, you know, church is no longer reality. They don't go to church. It's all a bit of a mystery and a bit of a a non-sequitur. But then suddenly, you know, you find every year thousands of people gathering around crosses and obelisks and memorials, taking part in a service of remembrance. And there's something there about sacred space, you know, about the fact that people can still do that in a religious atmosphere of remembrance, but not in the church. And I think that's really important. And I've just found a little quote here from the book, you know, about it. And I say that remembrance services are rituals, and one of the things that we've lost, I think, as a society, is our ability to do ritual. And I say in the book that not only are these occasions important because they remind us of that lost silent community that we're remembering and of which we're still a part, but they're also pivotal points which help us to manage our loss and our bereavement.
Right. Yeah, that's very poignant, Ivor, to actually think about that. So the final of the three tracks that we've got for us today, Peter Gabriel and Salisbury Hill. So why have you chosen this one?
Well, I mean, you know, talking about sacred spaces, you know, not being in a church, there was Peter Gabriel, who found himself on top of an Iron Age hill fort, at a difficult time in his life, a bit like Billy Joel. You know, he'd come to a kind of a turning point in his life. And I don't know if people sort of know this, but Peter Gabriel was part of a band called Genesis. And Genesis were about to break through into the big time. And I mean the big time. I mean, they were going to go global.
They did, didn't they?
Absolutely. And at just that precise moment, Peter Gabriel had some kind of personal crisis, of personal doubt. He was having a lot of problems. I think his daughter was very ill after she was born, and the whole load of things came together. And in his own words, you know, he found himself just wandering one night, walking, and got to this place up on top of the hill. And there had what many people would describe as a spiritual experience, you know, as a sense of new direction, new purpose, knowing that life with Genesis was not his bag. And of course, he was called a loony by his fellow band members, who said, look, you know, we're about to make an absolute ton of money here. What are you doing? So a very, very brave decision by a man who discovered, you know, a new meaning in life.
And what do you think this song then can say to all of us?
I think it can say that none of us are too far from the spiritual, that we need to keep our eyes and ears open because you never know, and to have the courage to follow one's own convictions, even if that means sometimes going against what the world is saying you ought to be doing.
Right. And of course, Peter Gabriel, this was his first track that he released after...
This was his first solo, yep, his first track of his new life, exactly.
Climbing up on some
That's Peter Gabriel and Salisbury Hill. And Ivor, you've got a wonderful quote, actually, that from he said in relation to this song.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's your question, Patrick, actually. Brilliant questions, if I might say so. You're a bit of a tinker, you are, aren't you? Because you're just mild man of Clark Kent, but out comes this devastating question. So as you started the song, I was flicking through the book, and I found a quote actually from Gabriel himself. He was interviewed about his precisely the experience that you were asking me about. You know, about why did he break from the band and why did he go on this completely different experience? And he said, "It's about being prepared to lose what you have for what you might get, or what you are for what you might be. It's about letting go. By letting go, you create the space for something new to happen. It's a personal struggle to learn to jump off the diving board." I think that's great.
Yeah, absolutely. Very good indeed. So, Ivor, the book, remind us again what the book is called.
The book's called Six More Songs. It's a sequel to Songs for the Soul, which I have published back in 2017. You very kindly had me on the show a few years ago about that. So this is the second book. When I finished Songs for the Soul, people said to me, "Are you going to write a second one?" And I said, "Oh, no, it's too much work." But actually, it's funny, people asking the question, I sat down and thought, well, actually, yeah, I could write about that song. And, oh, I love that song. And actually, that's a really important song. So out comes the second book. So it's called Six More Songs, published by Austin McCauley. And it's available on Amazon, of course, or you can order it through any good bookshop.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. And I believe you can buy it in Chelmsford Cathedral as
you
well.
You can, where I still work.
Absolutely.
Just.
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you very much, Ivor.
Thank you.
The birthdays competition is coming up very soon.
Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Join me, Zampi Behrman, for 2 hours of great 80s music and memories every Sunday from 8 o'clock. Duran Duran, The Eurythmics, Melon Kim or Liquid Gold. It's Greaties on Phoenix FM.
Yes, so many great programmes up here for your entertainment. So, we've got our three artists here today. Remember how this works. I'm going to give you a bit of clues. We're going to play a track and then ask you how old you think they are. And if you want to take part against our regulars who always take part, then you can just email me in radio@phoenixfm.com and we can give you a... I'm sorry, I was just distracted there for a moment. You could, it's 3 points if you get it correctly, 1 point if you are the closest person with it. So we'll start off today with Edward Christopher Sheeran. That's Ed Sheeran, of course, and an MBE. He sang in his local church choir when he was age 4, and he learned how to play guitar by age 11, and was writing songs when he was at the secondary school, which was Thomas Mill High School in Framlington in Suffolk. In early 2011, he independently released an EP and number 5 collaborations project. Later that year, he signed for Asylum Records. His debut album, Plus, was released in September 2011 and topped the UK album charts. He was the world's best-selling artist in 2017, and he sold over 150 million records worldwide, making one of the world's best-selling artists. He is the most followed artist on Spotify, but good for him, he's donated over £1 million to local charities in and around Suffolk, where he now lives. So the question is, how old do we think Ed Sheeran is? If you want to take part, you can email me radio@phoenixfm.com. And we're going to listen to a track that he brought out last year, a duet with Luke Combs, Life Goes On. The song originally was on the Subtract album. And this duet was first performed at the 2013 Academy of Country Music Awards. So how old do you reckon Ed Sheeran is? radio@phoenixfm.com.
Hit like a train, I ran out of words, I got nothing to say. Everything hurts, and I know love leads to pain. But memories serve our sweetest refrain. The waves came tumbling down as you float away. I'm reaching for you to tell me how.
That's Ed Sheeran and Luke Combs, and life goes on. So how old do you reckon Ed Sheeran is? Radio at phoenixfm.com. Thanks very much to Chris and Bob in Harlow and Chris in Guildford, all the regulars taking part here this afternoon. If you want to take part as well, just email us, radio at phoenixfm.com. Second artist we've got today, John Joseph Travolta. He began acting in television. He came to prominence in the USA, starring in Welcome Back, Cotter, between 1975 and 1979. He's had leading roles, of course, in Saturday Night Fever in 1977, Grease in 1978, and many more films since. He's also a singer-songwriter and has released 9 albums. We're going to hear You're the One That I Want from the soundtrack of Grease. It was a UK number one for 9 weeks. 9 weeks also in the top in Australia. It was number one in the USA and in many more countries. In fact, it is one of the world's best-selling singles in history, with over 15 million copies sold. So, how old do we reckon John Travolta is? Radio at phoenixfm.com. Travolta, second of our artists here today, and asking how old he is. Third one we've got, his full name is Seal Henry Olusungi Omondi Adela Samuel, but as I say, known as Seal. He's a British singer, songwriter, record producer. In the 80s, he spent time singing in bars in London. In 87, he joined the British funk band Push and toured Thailand. His first single release was Crazy in 1990, which is UK number 2 and the USA number 7. Topped the charts in Netherlands, Switzerland. Worldwide, 4 Grammy Awards. Kiss from a Rose featured in both The Never Ending Story in 1993 and Batman Forever in 1994, winning the Grammy Awards for the Record of the Year and Song of the Year. So how old do we think Seal is? Radio at phoenixfm.com. There used to be a gray in time.
that when it snows, my eyes become alive. The light that you shine can't be seen. So much he can say.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.